What's the word on the good doctor's new assistant? That Edward Hyde. Oh dear. Well, I heard he's a real menace. I'm going to be steering clear of him, that's for certain. Elga told me that Elsa said that Robert's sister Carol was... What can I do for you?
Dr. Jekyll requires the assistance of a maid. Retrieve tea and sandwiches as quickly as you can, if you don't mind. Wash your hands first. You'll find us in the laboratory. Well, get on it, girl. We haven't got all night.
Yes, sir. Rude. Well, Eliza, I'll be back soon to help you finish the floors. This shouldn't take too long, I think.
Enter.
Here's the tea and sandwiches for Dr. Jekyll. There's a package for him in the foyer, and I'd like to see that he gets it as soon as possible. Sir? Has he gone somewhere?
Lock the door behind you.
Yes, sir.
No. Perhaps I wasn't clear. Don't leave. Shut the door and lock it, then come here. You see, I require a lab rat.
Sir, I'm afraid I can't do that. I have chores to do, ones that simply can't wait.
Do you want your wages? Do you like having a roof over your head and a bed to sleep in? Are you not comfortable in your accommodations? Good girl. Now, come here.
What will I have to do, sir?
It's simple. Sit down in this chair.
That's the doctor's chair. Surely I can't.
Sit down. I need results, and I can't get them if you don't comply.
Dr. Jekyll's left. I should know. He's been sick, you know, and I really should go back and prepare his room and his bath and...
Damn you, stupid girl.
Ouch! Ouch! That hurts! Ow! Fine. I'm sitting down. Appy?
Next time, remember to not make me repeat myself.
What do you want from me?
What do you know of hypnosis?
Poppycock! Pure poppycock! Surely the good doctor isn't entertaining such madness.
Has anyone ever tried to hypnotize you before?
No!
So, then, where does this diagnosis of poppycock come from exactly? Oh, this is going to be good.
I've read that it's just acting for the sake of performance and revenue, and nothing more.
Your source, please.
Likely a magazine. I'm not sure. I read it somewhere, though.
I'm sure.
Do you believe in hypnotism, Mr. Hyde?
My mind is open to all possibilities until I've seen evidence that points definitively in one direction, and even then I question relentlessly until satisfied with the answer. That's why you're here. Now, I want you to relax.
No, I don't want to do this. Please.
You're wasting my time, servant. Stay seated. Do it.
Ow!
Stop trying to get up. You're not leaving.
Don't touch me.
You know what, Miss Mary? You have two choices, and only two. Your first is to submit to my experiment without further delay, excuse, or resistance.
And the other?
If you don't want to submit to the hypnotism, fine. But you'll have to submit to something else I have in mind.
Dr. Jekyll is going to hear about this.
You're blushing. It's like you know exactly what's on my mind. Right now, it's seeing what you look like without any clothes on. And to be clear, trying to leave without acquiescing to my bargain will result in your immediate termination. Is that clear?
Fine. I've chosen hypnosis. But I want to be clear about something. Myself. Never, ever, never, ever would I even consider sleeping with you in a million years. You're obviously the kind of man who'd get a girl in trouble, then leave her with a baby, no husband, and lesser prospects than a common whore. I assure you that will never be me.
I'll remember that. Now, sit back in his chair. Close your eyes. I want you to relax.
Relax.
Stop being difficult, you stubborn girl. Imagine your favorite place in the world. Where is it? Do it for Dr. Jekyll, will you?
Well, I suppose the seashore. Further away from civilization, the better.
Eyes closed. Now, imagine painting the scene with your mind. Imagine the waves. How the water feels on your skin. What are the clouds looking like in that perfect sky of yours? Imagine it. Manifest it. Feel the wind on your face. Do you taste the salt on your lips as it blows in the wind? Leave no sensation out.
Perfect blue skies. With only hints of cumulus clouds overhead. The shore is wide. The tide is lower. And the water ebbs to and fro, inviting me to go out further than I normally would dare to. I can feel shells under my feet. Sand in between my toes. I can practically hear the seagulls echoing in the distance.
Look out into the water. Are there boats? Animals that can be observed. Swimmers, perhaps. Don't open your eyes. I'm going to be injecting you with something special. It will help you not only relax, but clear your mind completely. It won't hurt, I swear. Keep talking.
My family. And they're swimming together, playing in the water. Oh, my mum looks so happy. Ow, ow, that hurts. Oh.
Keep your eyes closed. Lay out in the sand. The sun is going down. You can see it disappearing over the horizon. Your family is warming themselves by a bonfire now. And there's no care in the world. Allow yourself to sink into the sand in relaxation. Go deeper into your mind. The deeper you go, the calmer you feel. It will feel like a slight falling sensation. Don't fight it when it happens. Let yourself fall. Let yourself go deeper into yourself than you've ever been before.
Yes.
Sink down deeper still into the recesses of your mind.
Yes. So.
You're safe. You're calm and you're warm. Go to sleep. Now. Mary, do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You're completely under my control. You're not even to have a thought in your head until I give it to you. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
That's a good girl. This is going to be fun. Let's start small, shall we?
Anything you want, sir.
Damn right, it's anything I want. You live to obey me now. When you are under my influence, my name is Master, and I will accept nothing less from you. Awake, Mr. Hyde will do just fine to maintain appearances. But make no mistake, who owns you? You are my property. You belong to me. If I clap once, it's to put you back under. Clapping two times is your signal to wake up from my influence. You will remember nothing unless otherwise stated. Tell me if you understand.
Yes, Master. One clap puts me under, and two claps will wake me up. I'll remember nothing. I am your property, my master. I live to obey.
When you're awake, you'll feel nothing but fear and arousal for me in equal measure. You will hate how your body betrays you. While your brain screams no, you'll feel your body desperate to be fucked by me. While under my influence, however, there will be no shame, no fear in our desire. That sweet little pussy of yours will be wet, hungry, and ready for me at all times. Is that clear? Even when you're feeling scared of me, you're going to hunger for it. For my rage, my cock, my attention. You'll hunger for it in ways that will confuse you and make you ashamed. Now, wake up.
Oh, dear. I must have fallen asleep.
How do you feel, Mary? I'll be taking notes, so try to be as clear and concise as you can be with your descriptions. I want to know everything.
Well, I don't know how I feel.
You're blushing right now, and avoiding eye contact, too. Remember, this is for science. Dr. Jekyll's results will be faulty if you aren't completely honest with me.
Oh, right. I forgot. We were doing an experiment. Well, it's a new feeling for me. Something I don't fully understand. There's this hot sensation in my face. My throat is dry, and I feel scared. I'm in danger right now, aren't I?
Is that how you feel? Do you feel like I might hurt you?
Yes. I think I should leave now.
Oh, no. We're not done yet.
Please. Please let me go.
If you try to leave, I will keep you here by force.
No.
I'm going to hurt you. How does it make you feel to hear that?
Terrified. Please don't hurt me. I'm scared, okay? I'm scared of pain. Of you. Of your sinister reputation that preceded you. I've heard you raped girls, but Dr. Jekyll paid off the constable. This made me scared of you to start with, but your behaviour right now, well, it cements my opinion of you.
Is there anything else? You're practically grinding yourself into your chair.
It's nothing. What are you doing? Don't get any closer.
Stupid girl, you're ruining the experiment.
I don't understand what's happening to my body. I'm so confused. My heart, there's heat deep down inside me. It's like an itch that I don't dare to try to scratch.
Are you referring to sexual urges?
Yes. I hunger for things that I must not speak of in detail. My dignity relies upon it. The more afraid I am, the worse it gets. I can't take it. Please, please back away slowly. You're too close to me. It's making it worse.
I want you to act the way that feels natural right now. Forget about any inhibitions.
You're a madman. I can't just give in. As scared as I am of you, I'm even more terrified of what's out there. If I were to get pregnant or catch an illicit disease, my life would be over. Society at large hates single women who have children out of wedlock. Hurt me if you want, and abuse me as you see fit. I can't give in to you. My fear of them outweighs any fear I have of you.
That didn't turn the way I expected it. You're a very surprising woman, Miss Mary.
I beg you. Don't ruin me for your pleasure. Please. Please. I'd rather you just kill me instead. Oh, my body is inflamed with lust. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But I know, I just know that you aren't the answer.
Sleep. Good girl. Do you hear me?
Yes, Master.
How wet is your cunt right now?
I'm soaked through my knickers. Please. Please fuck me.
Take them off. Throw them aside. Then sit back down and spread your legs.
I'm so horny for you, Master. I want you so badly.
Sit back down.
What are you doing?
Taking mercy on you. Spread your legs and lift your feet upright here. Perfect.
Why are you getting on your knees?
This is my mercy to you. Savor it. You may never see this side of me again.
Oh my God. Your mouth.
My God. You taste of fresh fruit. Wrap your legs around my head. Don't be afraid to lose yourself to the pleasure I can give you. Let yourself go. And come for me. You've been such a good girl your whole life. Indulge. Just this once, my pet. Just this once. Don't fight it. Come for me, sweet little Mary. Awaken.
Oh, God, what's happening? What did you do? My hunter garments. What are they doing on the floor? Mr. Hyde, what did you do to me?
Remember everything. For a final question to wrap up the experiment. Do you still feel both horny and afraid of me, even though you know you were hypnotized to do so?
Yes.
Very good. You may go now, and just remember, as you're laying on your cot in the maid's quarters, that I was merciful tonight. I could have raped you, but your fear of such a fate touched the heart I didn't even know I had. Next time, you may not be so lucky. I can be as mercurial as I am bad-tempered, so do your best not to test me so much next time. Are we clear?
Yes,
That will be all, Miss Mary. Adieu, dear Mary. Until next time. Oh, God, Hyde. You bastard. This time you've gone too far. Whatever am I going to do with you?